COT Mobile.
Port COT, KM4NAP, good morning, Tim.
How you doing today?
I'm here. Nothing to complain about, I don't reckon.
Be good if you did, right?
KM4, how you guys doing? You got that right. Morning, Al.
I was having a real hard time last night.
Going on.
The insurance company called my, they refused to pay my nurses, so basically it comes down to I don't have any insurance nurses anymore, so I gotta get another insurance, I gotta fight them in court.
Oh, man, that's a pain right there.
Now what happened last night was, I was trying not to use oxygen, and what happened was, I was so stressed out, I was hurt so bad, the AC didn't come on, it was hot, and couldn't breathe, and my pulse went nuts, pulse was almost 165, 170, I went, oh, I got through it, but man, I almost called 911.
Dangerous, man.
911, because it's $1,600 then to take to the hospital, and then if I went to the hospital, they wouldn't let me out. The nurse has been laid off. Well, I'm doing a little better this morning.
Just hanging in there, starting off the Friday.
I'm getting the medical report back, and my brother and I are going to have to work together. I told him, I said, well, you know, you're going to have to help me out with this. It's, you know what they want for four visits? They want two visits a week for a month. That's you know what they charge for that?
They have a hard time copying you.
Spot. They charge $1,600 a month.
They got that kind of money.
First morning. Hopefully eventually over this country I'll be done with this foolishness. The first pandemic that was the first time we had a pandemic in this country.
What feeling you're going to tell us?
That was one. The second one was 1957. The third one was 1959. And the fourth one was either 1968 or 69. You know what we didn't do? We didn't shut the country down. Remember Woodstock?
I'm familiar with all those.
Between then and now.
Yep. And did Harold get with you about his starter? You know, that thing was going out on him yesterday.
He didn't mention nothing about his starter to me.
The Star Rebuild Shop that does good work, and his work is very good. Plenty of parts. You ever heard of Dean Star Alternator Malden?
Heard of him. Tim, when did he call you about that? But I talked to him early yesterday morning.
It was probably, and I'm trying to remember, it was late morning. I mean, it was before lunch, I'm pretty sure, that I talked to him. Maybe mid to late morning, and it wouldn't start for him, and so I walked him through over the phone a couple things to do, and got him to hit on it with a hammer, and it started up for him, so he's going to have a starter. He was just going to leave it running for the rest of the day, and got him a price for one and stuff, but I don't know when he's going to try to actually get that done. He hadn't said yet.
Started with a hammer.
I talked to him yesterday morning, and he told me he was planning on dropping it off over there about the lights and stuff this afternoon when he got off. Things could have changed.
Still doing that, because that's what he originally was calling about, and then I guess that starter come up in the middle of all that, so I'm pretty sure he's still bringing it for the lights, but he had, at the time, he hadn't decided what to do with that starter yet, but, yeah, I know, that's a pain, you know, man, I know that's a pain for him when he's trying to get back to moving and grooving, but, you know, hey, it's trucking, that things are going to break. Lightliner.
It has those stupid epoxy magnets in it.
My truck.
The magnets are epoxy in them. If you hit them with a hammer, but that probably isn't as a big starter. But, yeah, those starters, too, bushings are bad if you hit it with a hammer, probably. Starters with a friend of mine, that's why I know. They have a problem with the... They have a big strip on the selenite, too, that what happens is they don't use a thick enough copper strip, and over time it erodes the strip from arcing over, it's not thick enough, and you got to build that strip. But my neighbor had one, we took it apart, they wanted $300 for another starter, so we took it apart, and we actually fixed it ourselves, and we went through it. But no, that's a big, I didn't realize it's a big truck. Bushings and bushings, it'll be alright. Oops. Stuff falling apart lately. This morning.
Be right back, guys. Throw one.
Excuse me, go for $400 or $500.
For the board, they can be anywhere from $300, $600. Just depends on what it is.
Well, that's really not too bad when you consider how long they last. Crawl under the tree and get at it.
Bad spot. I didn't copy any of that.
Just to get out.
It's a real pain. They can be very difficult.
Because I probably used to work on those big trucks all the time. I used to work at Pat's International up in Wilton, and he did tranny swaps and, you know, all that crap. And my friend Ted, he used to do nothing but diesels up there. He worked with my brother. He's the one that taught him about diesels. He taught me a little bit. He was in the military. Because he did some welding over Iraq with galvanized. That's what killed him.
KK4POT.
The day, the last engine job I did in Connecticut with him, we both had pneumonia at the same time. We both ended up in the hospital at the same time, except he ended up in Boston and I ended up in Danbury, and Danbury Hospital almost killed me. And I talked to him after, and he said, I said, Ted, I'll talk to you before your birthday. He said, no, I'm not going to make it. She called me on the 18th and said he was dead.
Terrible.
Because Ted and I were good friends. You know what he did once? We were kids. And all of us, my brother and I, Teresa and Rob Busey, and all of us were kids. You know, so I was 18, obviously, was married, my brother wasn't yet. We all decided to go out. Teresa says, I don't want you guys driving, so I'll drive it. Well, Teresa was a terrible driver. She was sober. She hits the guardrails in a big automobile 98, wedges it up on the guardrails 3 inches off the ground. Well, Ted's all drunk. I said, Ted, let's get flatbed. Come get that. I'll get it. He got mad. He ripped the thing by himself off the guardrail. I swear to God.
Oh, man.
You say?
No.
Wife bothered me.
Hear that one out. Well, I'm rolling up, so I need to jump out of here. And it's good to catch up with you this morning. 7-3s to you, 7-3s to you, Al. Hope you guys have a good day today and a good weekend ahead, and hopefully we'll catch you early next week. KK4POT.
Hey, I'm glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. 7-3s and catch you Monday, I hope.
I got to try might eat something this morning. I gotta eat.
Get you something to eat. Fix you something to eat. We'll be right here waiting on you.
I'm gonna scramble some eggs or something. I'll call you when I'm done with it.
30 minutes or so. Go fix you something to eat.
Just glad you guys came back because I was having a rough time. Okay, let me do that.
Next Z, good morning.
Get over KM4NAP for ID.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm able to put one foot in front of the other, so I guess I can't complain.
Yep.
Off about 4 minutes ago.
I'm just tootling on the word. I know today's going to be absolutely crazy.
Day Friday, days that you look forward to hope to be easy before you're off, seems to be the worst.
It is when everybody's bringing stuff in, picking stuff up. It gets crazy. And my one road call guy, he is off. He's off today, my regular road call guy, so that puts, you know, a little bit extra burden onto the shop.
He's something like what y'all do, one man being off line can really put a pinch.
Yep.
And you let a carrier go down and they go berserk.
Some of those people don't understand, you know, that you can't just get Burger King service every time.
It's true. Well, I'm going to think about you today. I've got to run down to Charleston and see my CPA. And I'm going to go to Hyman's down there and eat me some all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Oh, wow, that sounds good. Carol going with you?
She's going to drive while I sleep.
Man, you get chauffeured down there, then get you big old crab leg meal, chauffeured back. That's the life right there.
Them crab legs are going to cost me $36 a piece.
Broke life right there.
I get to write it off, meeting with my CPA and all.
Don't you there?
Understand it. If he don't show up, I'm still going to try and write it off, hopefully.
What's the intent of going to meet your CPA? That's enough. If he doesn't show up, it's still a write-off.
I just sort of anxious to see what he's got to say. I hope I'm going to be able to turn some money back my way, but I sort of doubt it.
The idea of them crab legs, it'd be about worth the drive, man, if they're good.
You're finding out. The only bad thing is it takes about 4 hours to get there.
Oh, yeah, but you'll be sleeping. It'll go by pretty fast. Hey, I think I've asked you this. You ever had any Jonah crab? That is, without a doubt, hands down, slap your grandma, the best crab legs I've ever had. I got them from Joe's Crab Shack one time on a carryout. I never had heard of them. They're a big old thick shell crab leg. I mean, they're thick. Matter of fact, they cut them with a saw, and I don't know if they cut them with a saw. Each portion that's got meat in it, there's a saw blade cut in it. And I don't know if they do that so the seasoning gets down in there. I'm not sure why they do that. I might have to look that up. But Philo Ringles 1 had them in the seafood department one time. The only reason I didn't get them is their salt content's way high. But you get handfuls of meat, like just chunks, like you were slicing up a steak, chunks of meat out of them Jonah crab legs. They're incredible.
Hello?
I'm going to have to see if I can find us some. I'll be right back, guys. Throw one on for you. Make be Friday. I'm back.
There in Gatlinburg, and we just got to hankering for some carryout. And, I think we actually went in several different places because not everybody likes crab legs. But it came in a netting like you'd see onions come in, like a onion bag, that plastic netting. And in it were the crab legs, some little small red potatoes, and some other stuff. Man, I'm telling you, that was spectacular. But like I said, the salt content's crazy.
So, but this old bird, the saltier the better.
Really getting looking at it, it was about the same amount of salt that you'd find in one serving or one packet of Top Ramen noodles, which normally I like Top Ramen noodles. And occasionally, I've got them, and occasionally I'll open up a bag, but I'll boil them, and instead of boiling them in all that seasoning, I boil them and then sprinkle just a little bit of that seasoning on top, mix it up, and it's good. I don't like my noodles in a lot of water, like chicken noodle soup or nothing. But anyway, I don't think the salt content was any more. I think it's 1,100 or 1,200 milligrams.
Partial of those noodles myself. I've actually known people that'll take it straight out of the pack and eat them.
You done? I like them a little bit on the bold side, though.
Well, Grand Youngin, I think he'd fight you over them.
For what?
Right now it's not foggy. Now, I saw a little bit of fog earlier.
Between Highway 8 and 183 Forest Bridge Road, and you could cut it with a chainsaw, man. It is thick.
It's like that. It makes it rough, especially doing this, because you can't see the mailboxes, you can't see your address number, especially when you have a new start. It can be a pain.
My dude.
Maybe 20 minutes at the most. Glad it hadn't rained on me all night long.
Bless it. My driveway, I think most of my gravel's down at the bottom. If I can get my... Still working on my tractor. Of course, I haven't worked on it since I've been at work. I'll hit it up on Saturday. I'll finish that thing tomorrow. I got to run up to Inman and get some stuff from a friend of mine, and then I'll spend probably tomorrow afternoon working on that thing.
About putting your gravel down and sprinkling some cement up, dust over it, and then just put a light coat of spray water over it or something and let it set. Help stop that washing down the hill.
Well, my problem is what they did is they brought in some big rock. I think it was like number three. And so we put the number three down, and then they brought in a commercial crusher run and put it on top of that. And that little stuff gets in between the big stuff, and it locks down, man. It locks it down. The problem is when we get gully washers, I mean, you've not been up my driveway. It's steep. It's more than a 6% grade. And when you hit it with a vehicle, you got to hit it like you're mad. But anyway, so it does wash that little stuff down. And when I go in with the box scrape, of course, I disturb all of it. And if I can scrape it, like on a morning like this morning, when it's been wet and the driveway base is a little damp, it'll press that stuff back in and lock it in. I really hadn't had that much trouble with it. I honestly need to re-gravel that driveway.
It'll make your wallet cry.
It's $5,500 to gravel it front to top to bottom. I mean, that thing's a quarter mile long.
That's them, somebody else picking it up and bringing it to you.
Yeah, I normally use Mark Bridgman out of Pickens.
Been that long, I don't guess that's too bad a price. I don't know the price on gravel hardly anymore. I haven't bought any in probably 10 years.
So expensive, man. It definitely put a hit on your wallet.
Some down in my driveway. When I win the lottery, and I'll just get it paid.
I wouldn't hold out on that too long.
If I was going to hold my breath, I'd done passed out way before now. But I don't play the lottery enough to worry about.
Your chainsaw replaced?
A new one. And Cody tightened the chain on it. We were using it one day, and I think he burned the clutch up on it, and I think he got the chain too tight.
Oh, that's crazy. You're going to have to quit lending that thing out.
Get a chance, I'm going to take the guard off and everything and check it, and just see.
What? Yeah.
I'm serious, 16-inch bar.
Well, man, I hope your clutch ain't burnt up.
Spoke just to going.
I saw from a guy for $40. I still got it in the box. It's in the cave. Sitting down in my shed. I've had that thing for 5 or 6 years. It needs the sprocket to drive the chain. It's sold in fairly good shape. He put the wrong chain on it, I think, and it tore that sprocket up. I saw that thing 2 days ago when I was in the shed. I need to pull that off the counter and get that straight. I might resurrect that saw and see. My son-in-law, of course, he's got a Poland. And this one might be a Poland. I normally buy steels. I don't like anything that's steel saw. But I might resurrect that thing now that we just mentioned saws. I might get that thing out, get a sprocket, and put that thing back into action.
My daddy's Poland chainsaw. It's a commercial. Heavy duty saw, so, I tell you. You work that thing all day, you've done a day's work.
Well, if it's your dad's Poland, I guarantee you that is a heavy saw.
This way, you start the blade and lay it on the log, and you just let it take its own self down.
Any of them older saws were. You know, most of the stuff's plastic on them now. I mean, they were built solid as a rock, and they were heavy as a boulder.
Right, but I wouldn't take nothing for it. I hadn't cranked it up in a long time. I need to get it out and fire it up. All this rain, I'm surprised we hadn't had trees laying everywhere caring for anything more.
Had a tree come down, but it came down parallel with the driveway. And it's jacked up off the ground by about 5 feet. It's a red oak. I need to get that down. It's not bothering anything, though. But yeah, I'm surprised, too, that I hadn't had more, because I got some trees leaning on my driveway. And I'm surprised I didn't have some more trees down.
Those leaners sort of got me a little nervous. I've got several on my route. It's leaning pretty good. I'm just waiting to turn the corner and see one laying there.
Got a leaner for you. I got a leaner that has come unrooted, laid over toward the drive, and the only thing that's preventing that tree from hitting the ground is at the very top is stuck in a limb of another tree. It's a dangerous situation. It's back, the base of it's back into the woods, pretty heavily brushed area. I'm gonna need to throw a rope over that thing and pull it down with my truck. Cause it is looking dangerous. I would go across my drive if it fell.
Watch those leaners, especially when they're leaning on another tree. There's a special way you can cut that log to take care of any hang up or whatever. It'll just drop right out. My dad showed it to me years and years and years ago. I'll have to see if I can remember how it's done.
A bunch of YouTube videos on cutting leaners because they're dangerous. I haven't watched any on cutting one that's already uprooted and leaning at a heavy. This is just about a 45 degree angle. But I have watched the ones where you got a tree that's got a good lean to it. How to cut that without it doing a barber chair on you.
That happened before.
There is major dangerous.
Brother cut down a tree one time. I had my back turned. He didn't say nothing. He didn't say it was twisting or nothing. But when it fell, limbs hit, came all over the top of me. And then just the tips of the limbs is what hit me. It's a wonder I didn't get hurt.
A rescue call one time for a tree fell on a guy, and when we got over there, it was somebody I knew. There were two guys cutting, and one guy cut the tree down on the other one. The other one was down below him on a hill cutting a tree, and this dude just cut it and let her fall. I mean, it was just stupidity is what it was. It was an unsafe situation anyway when you got two guys cutting trees at the same time, you know, without any kind of safety measures.
If we were together, he did the cutting and I did the splitting and the toting. Well, I had turned my back to get me a big old armload of wood, and that's when the limbs came down on top of me. Scared the living crap out of me, but I didn't get hurt, a little scratched up.
You didn't get major hurt.
Knocked some sense into this old head of mine.
Opposite effect.
Opposite's already done happen. And done and in my driveway.
One a little late. I had a guy call me at 3:30. Well, it was FedEx Freight. They called at 3:30 in the morning, needed a tire put on a trailer. I knew that we didn't. If I sent a guy out this morning, I'd be short man hours for the day, and I knew I couldn't afford that, so I told him I'd call him. I told him I'd call him back. He said, no, let me call you back, because it was 800 number. He said, there's no guarantee you'll get me. I said, okay. I said, you call me back in 5 to 10 minutes. So I called another buddy of mine who runs a tire service. He said he'd do it. He had a tire. He'd do it. That joker never called me back from FedEx. And I never did go back to sleep. I normally get up at 4:30 anyway, and so I'm running a little bit late this morning because I didn't just jump up out of the bed and get ready. I kind of laid there for a little bit.
Bang it. It ain't gonna hurt to get just a little bit of extra stretch out time. You may not sleep, but being able to just stretch out seems to do a lot.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my calisthenics this morning.
Ask what you're gonna be doing.
What's placed in front of the coffee pot? I reach out with my left arm, stretch it to grab the filter. Then I reach out with my right arm and grab the filter holder, the coffee grains. I'm just all over the place, man. I'm stretching and bending, and before you know it, I got a full pot of coffee in front of me.
I'm in such good health. I do all that stretching 3 or 4 times a day.
You know, them athletes that do the marathons ain't got nothing on you.
Cup up a pot of coffee in 2 minutes or less.
Wow, you know, that might be the world record.
Yeah, I wish I had my mama's old coffee pot. It was a 22 cupper.
Yep, the big one. My wife had some coffee the other morning. It's called Black Bear. I don't know what it is. It reminds me of Black Seal, which is a coffee that I think Walmart sells. That's doggone the best coffee. My neighbor was burning a big brush pile, and he'd come over and got some brush out of my place because of my, I got it piled up because my tractor was down. So, I could tell he was over there burning, so I made a pot of coffee, that Black Bear, poured it in a thermos, and I went over and sat with him till 11:30 that evening. Sat with him for about 3 hours, and that was the best doggone coffee. He even made a comment about how good that coffee was. It's called Black Bear. I'll have to find out where she got that.
Ooh, I'd like to try some of that.
Got it at the Fresh Market or where. She's just got a little old bag. It's just a small bag of it, I guess, just to try it out. Just something, a bag you could hold in your hand. And, but I told her, I said, man, you're going to have to get some more of that stuff. So, yeah, I'll try to find out where she got it. Maybe pick you up some of that. Swap out with some cornmeal.
Take care of each other one way or the other, but next time I go up into North Carolina, I'll get you some stone ground cornmeal.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm destinating here, but do you use whole beans?
As far as coffee, or are you talking about like pintos?
No, coffee. I mean, did you use coffee grounds, or did you use the whole bean?
I'm already ground. I need to break down and get me a grinder and grind my own.
Yeah, that makes a whole heck of a lot of difference in the freshness. They say once you grind them, you know, they start deteriorating pretty fast. Listen, I'm destinating. I will catch up with you later, my friend. You have a good one. It's KK4NXC, sending 73s your way, and I'm clear.
You have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and when I get those crab legs, I'll send you a picture of them from Charleston, and there's my boy Harold. So 73s, I'm clear.
You got a better cat for me, I'm clear.